When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Shot, he scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Blagans.
Good morning and welcome into another exciting edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. Panthers wrapping up a three-game homestand tonight. It's a big game, 6 o'clock at Amerant Bank Arena. We hope to see you there as the Panthers meet the Colorado Avalanche, two Stanley Cup contenders, a heavyweight from each conference. The Panthers are 32-15-4. Colorado 32-16-4. Both teams sitting on 68 points. Both teams in a race for their division crowns. Panthers 5 points back. Boston currently in the same number of games played. Colorado sits in a tie as far as the points go with Dallas atop the Central Division, though the Stars have played one less game. Again, Doug Plagans here with you, getting you set not only for the Panthers and the Avalanche tonight at 6 o'clock. By the way, we're on the air with Panthers Preview at 5:30. Coming up this segment, we are going to take a look back at Thursday's win. The Panthers topped the Washington Capitals by a 4-2 final score. We're going to talk about that one coming up in just a few moments. We've got some reaction sound immediately following that game. Yesterday, after the Panthers practice, caught up with Evan Rodriguez as well, so we got some sound from him as the Panthers prepare to take on Colorado tonight. Coming up next segment, we will hear from Panthers defenseman Brandon Montour. Had a great one-on-one conversation with him, so we'll get to that coming up next segment. And segment number three, a little bonus cut from the most recent episode of the Territory Talk podcast, taking you behind the scenes a little bit. We'll talk to Dr. Eli Friedman, medical and sports cardiologist from our friends over at Baptist Health South Florida, and we'll talk about his job, what it's like being a physician for a major league sports team. So again, lots of cool stuff to cover as we go through the hour here on Panthers Insider. We'll get to some nuts and bolts about tonight's game here in just a moment. Couple of reminders, though. Panthers fans, Student Rush is back for this season. Come party with your Panthers once again. Enjoy exclusive pricing for select games. Go to floridapanthers.com/rush for game dates and more information. And folks, remember, it is Vamos Gatos night. Vamos Gatos celebrate Latin and Hispanic heritage with the Panthers when they host the annual Vamos Gatos night presented by Ford. That's tonight, Panthers and the Avalanche. Pre-game fiesta on the Publix Plaza starts at 3, featuring salsa dancers, food trucks, cafecito, and more. Get your Panthers tickets at floridapanthers.com. Lots going on in and around the game tonight. Panthers and the Avalanche at 6, 5:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. In case you're not able to make it out to the arena tonight, we'd love to have you on board as we start the radio broadcast at 5:30 with the pregame 6 o'clock faceoff. And if you're going to tune in tonight, you can listen if you're in Miami-Dade and Broward counties on AM 790 WAXY. We'll have you covered on Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches tonight. Of course, as always, Real Radio 101.7 in the Treasure Coast, 100.3 Thunder Country down in the Florida Keys. If you're a satellite radio subscriber, channel 219 in your car, channel 932 as always on the Panthers app on the Sirius XM platform. And hey, if that's a lot of information, I realize it is. I realize sometimes we're bouncing around station to station, things like that. It can be a lot to juggle. Download the Panthers app if you don't have it. The Panthers app. Get it on your phone, your mobile device. Right there on the main screen, there's a radio button, top right corner. Hit that, and you will get our broadcast each and every game, regardless of what station we are on terrestrially. You can find us right there on the Panthers app, so you will never miss a step of the action when you can't make it out to Amerant Bank Arena. So again, Panthers and the Avalanche tonight. Panthers coming in, trying to track down the Boston Bruins atop the Atlantic standings. Both teams have played 51 games. How about that? After tonight, folks, 30 left in the regular season. Regular season getting to that home stretch. So Panthers and the Avalanche tonight, but we can't talk about tonight's game before we tell you how the Panthers are approaching tonight's game. They picked up win number 32 last time out by knocking off the Washington Capitals in Amerant Bank Arena. 4-2 victory for the Panthers. Back on Thursday night, we'll have some reaction sound coming regarding that game here in just a moment. But first, here are the highlights for the Panthers from that win on Thursday as they aired on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
For Hagee, for Forrest. Dice, it's Tkachuk. Matthew Tkachuk sends it along the near side, down to the near corner. Ekblad had a bump on Jensen, but Jensen able to play it up the far boards. That rolls out to the line. Forsling held it in. Long shot, and they score! Through traffic, that one was tipped out in front. Matthew Tkachuk looks like he got a piece of that. The Panthers have tied this game at one. Now off the faceoff, far side of the ice, Panthers have it. It's Tkachuk at the line across Montour, right point. Down along the boards for Barkov, behind the net. Off to the far corner for Hagee. Up top, far point, long shot, in front, and they score it. Sam Reinhart right out in front of the net, and this game is tied at two. A power play goal for Sam Reinhart. Gajewicz off the end boards, able to play it out to the line for Ekman-Larsson. Ekman-Larsson long wrist shot, and it's kicked away. Rebound put through the blue paint from Stenlund. And here on the near side, Strom can't clear. Kulikov looking out for Lundberg shot. He scores top shelf, and the Panthers take a 3-2 lead. Ryan Lundberg upstairs. Strom winds it off to the near boards. This one picked up by Mantha. Gave it away. Tkachuk will drag it along. Luostarinen has a lane to the empty net, and he scores. And Etu Luostarinen makes it 4-2. Panthers with the empty net goal. Kulikov will clear. The puck goes down to our left. Kemper has it. The final seconds tick away, and that's it for this one. The Panthers are 4-2 winners tonight here at Amerant Bank Arena over the Washington Capitals. Big win for the Panthers. Ryan Lomberg's third period goal is going to stand as the game winner in this one tonight. They got that empty netter to seal things. Sergei Bobrovsky outstanding when he needed to be, and the Panthers get the bounce back win here this evening.
So the Panthers 4-2 winners over Washington back on Thursday. That, of course, was a bounce-back game. The Panthers were upended 2-1 in their previous outing against Philadelphia back on Tuesday. So a big win for a number of different reasons and some big games in that one. Matthew Tkachuk had a three-point night, goal and two assists for him. Sam Reinhart scored again, stayed red hot. Ryan Lomberg had the eventual game-winning goal in the third period. It was a great night for the Stenlund, Lomberg, Gajewicz forward trio for the Panthers. Seemed like every time they were on the ice, they were tilting the ice in the Panthers' favor. So a big game for them. And as a unit, it was cool to see them get a goal, help the Panthers to that 4-2 win. And as we get into hearing from the Panthers following that one, first up, the winning goaltender, Sergei Bobrovsky. Another keynote from that game, he stopped a penalty shot. Beck Malenstein of the Capitals had a penalty shot opportunity early on in the hockey game. Sergei Bobrovsky made a big save there. He was asked about making that save on the penalty shot and about the game overall.
They start pretty fast, pretty hard, so there was a bit of work in the beginning. And yeah, it was good, good save. But I thought our guys did a great job. You know, they put together great performance for two periods. And yeah, they fight, they battle hard, and I think opponent fight hard too. So it was a great hockey game, and we're happy to get 2 points.
So Bobrovsky with the big save on the penalty shot early helped set the tone for the Panthers, and Sergei Bobrovsky right there talking about what it meant to get that win, what he liked from that one. I mentioned the Stenlund, Gajewicz, Lomberg forward line coming up, teaming up for the eventual game-winning goal in the third period back on Thursday night. That whole unit had a really nice game overall. Ryan Lomberg picked up that eventual game-winning goal. Here's Matthew Tkachuk, who had the three-point night, talking about that line specifically, the Stenlund, Lomberg, Gajewicz line teaming up for that game-winning goal in the third period and what they meant to the team on Thursday.
Huge goal. It was coming for that line. They were playing amazing for us tonight, and that was very timely of them. And they've been working so hard and have getting so many chances, and you know it was going to go in sooner rather than later. And I'm just so happy that they could get rewarded, because they do so much that maybe doesn't come on the score sheet that is so important for our team. So very happy for him.
Matthew Tkachuk right there post-game following Thursday's win over the Washington Capitals. Also after the game on Thursday night, Panthers head coach Paul Maurice with some overall thoughts on the victory on Thursday night.
Well, I thought we moved a little bit better. I didn't mind the first period. If they win that game, they're 5 points out of a playoff spot. So, and they're an older team. They have a more veteran, age-wise team than we do. So they're going to come in and play as hard as they possibly can. I liked our pace. I mean, we're down one. The first power play we didn't love. We hit one post on it. But I was fine with it. Like, they were about 13-3-2. Right, in our last eight games. So you come to the rink, last 18 games, so you come to the rink feeling that you should have a pretty good chance to win every night, and you should. But yeah, we're certainly not that good that we would ever dominate a team that's fighting for its playoff lights because they came in and they played hard. So I was good with it. The second period, we got on our forecheck game, and when we do that, and then couldn't get our fourth line out as much as we'd like to early because of the number of power plays. There's 8 minutes of that in the first, and then once they got their kind of teeth into the game, it changed the flow. What we weren't good at in the Philadelphia game is we lost the flow of the play. We were in our end more. We had nothing sustained in there, and so every time the puck came out of our end, we're looking to change, and they scored a goal on that exact setup. The opposite was true here tonight. We were able to get the flow of the play, control some pucks in the offensive zone, whether you scored or not, forecheck, and then the line changes happen in your favor.
And as that game went on, the Panthers just seemed to pick up more and more steam in the game on Thursday, and were just ultimately too much for the Washington Capitals to handle. Back on Thursday night, Panthers get that 4-2 win. Yesterday after the Panthers practice, by the way, I should note, doing the first, it's a historic event here on the Panthers Insider Show. For the first time, doing the show from the brand new Baptist Health Iceplex at the Fort Lauderdale War Memorial, Panthers practice facility, and of course, coming to you live from right here at the Baptist Health Iceplex. So first time doing the show from here. Yesterday, right here in this building, after the Panthers practice, caught up with Evan Rodriguez of the Panthers. And, well, we went on to talk a little bit about tonight's game. This is where we shift gears, start getting you ready for tonight's game. But the first thing I asked him was, what he liked about how the Panthers responded to get the win over Washington before, of course, we talked about tonight's game against Colorado, his old team.
Yeah, I thought we played to our identity. We were hard on the forecheck, and we were hard on our reloads, and I thought we took control of that game from early on in the second all the way to the finish. So I think that was a statement game for our group, just to kind of give us that confidence, and we look to build from here.
You talk about big games tomorrow, another big test with Colorado coming in team. You're familiar with what kind of challenges do they present, and I know they're going to be coming in a little bit hungry too.
Yeah, definitely. They're a quick, heavy team, just like we are, and it'll be a game just like yesterday. We're in that stretch of the season now where you're going to be seeing a lot of one-goal games, where it's going to be a matter of one mistake or two mistakes that change the outcome of the game. So I think what we're focusing on is just, playing our game, playing hard, playing the right way, and then capitalizing on the other team's turnovers. And if we do that, I think we'll have a good chance.
As somebody who played with Nate MacKinnon, what makes him unique and a challenge to defend against?
He's a freak. I mean, there's no one in the league like him, that can be that powerful, that strong, that fast. You just try to contain him as much as you can. I think the biggest thing is not letting him build speed through the neutral zone. If we can, hit him early in the D zone, not let him kind of get his crossovers underneath him, that'll be a key to slowing him down. But there's not much you can do. You do what you can. You try to slow him down and try to keep him to the outside, and try to make the game difficult on him.
Evan Rodriguez of the Panthers right there, and of course, he played for Colorado. He has firsthand experience knowing how dangerous a guy like Nathan MacKinnon is. And Bill Lindsay and I talked about it during the Cats recap show after the win on Thursday night. Obviously, we're excited about the Panthers, what this team has accomplished and is capable of accomplishing moving forward. But hey, if you're looking for something to do tonight, if you're just a casual casual hockey or sports observer, there's going to be so much elite skill on the ice tonight between the Panthers and a Colorado team that's only two years removed from winning a Stanley Cup back in 2022. And as Evan Rodriguez pointed to right there, Nathan MacKinnon, one of those elite players out in the Western Conference that only comes here to Sunrise once during the regular season. This is a game you don't want to miss. So if you're looking for something to do tonight, coming out and seeing the Panthers and the Avalanche certainly should be at the top of your list. So the Panthers and the Avalanche tonight, 6 o'clock. Hope to see you there. And Evan Rodriguez right there talking about his old teammate, his old linemate, Nathan MacKinnon, and what he's capable of and what makes him so difficult to defend. Right now, he's really the odds-on favorite to take home the Hart Trophy as the NHL's most valuable player, Nathan MacKinnon, over on the Colorado Avalanche side. Again, two teams battling for their respective division titles tonight. Panthers head coach Paul Maurice yesterday after the Panthers practice, when I asked him what the Panthers would need to do specifically and focus on early in the game tonight to have success against this Colorado team.
I thought our gap in the first period against them last game was just outstanding in that sense. So it takes some courage to run a hard gap against a fast team with high-end skill. The human nature for a defenseman is to give Carter Verhaeghe two more feet of ice because he can beat you with that speed. So anybody who's got the, you know, he's got highly unusually fast guys and they can make plays at speed, human nature says give him a little more room, keep him to the outside. And there's some intelligence that goes with that too, right? But at the same time, if it's not the way you play, then you've allowed what they're good at to completely change what you're good at. So I would rather press the issue, find out if we're wrong, and try to fix it than having to encourage people to get 5 feet closer to their check. Have the confidence to stay up there. Everybody else does their job. You can do yours, and if we're wrong, we'll fix it.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there. We will be stepping aside in just a moment here. We've got a conversation with Brandon Montour coming up on the other side of the break. But a reminder, come out to Pucks and Pints Beer Fest presented by Funky Buddha Brewer. That's going to be Saturday, February 24th at Amerant Bank Arena. Sample unlimited beer, listen to live music, watch the Cats defend home ice against Washington at 6 o'clock that night. Portion of the proceeds benefit the Panthers Foundation. Must be 21 or older to enter. Go to floridapanthers.com. Four tickets today. Well, lots more to come here on Panthers Insider. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll have a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. We'll hear from one of the Panthers team physicians from our friends over at Baptist Health, Dr. Eli Friedman, going to be stopped by coming up later on. But next segment, I was able to catch up with Panthers defenseman Brandon Montour and had a good chat with him. And we'll talk about, how the season's gone, what the Panthers are building toward. We'll get to coming up next segment. Conversation with Panthers defenseman Brandon Montour is next right here on Panthers Insider on the Panthers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you as always. Getting you set for the Panthers and the Colorado Avalanche tonight. By the way, a 6 o'clock face-off at Amerant Bank Arena, 5:30. We're on the air with Panthers Preview across the radio network. Lots of places to listen. The Panthers app, the brand new home for all things Panthers hockey. Download the Panthers app today at floridapanthers.com. Stay up to date on all the latest news, video, stats, scores, sales, foundation updates, and so much more. You can also listen to every Panthers radio broadcast right there on the Panthers app. Hit that radio button, top right corner of the main screen. You'll get us wherever we are that night on the radio dial. So get the Panthers app. If you don't have it, what are you waiting for? The Panthers app, your home for all things Panthers hockey. Thanks for being with us on a Saturday morning right here on Panthers Insider. We'll be catching up next segment with Eli Friedman. Dr. Eli Friedman, one of the Panthers team physicians from over at Baptist Health. We'll be talking to him coming up next segment about his role and, again, just about working with the Major League Sports team, working with the Panthers, what it means. So we'll learn something coming up next segment. No doubt about that. Learn something. here, too, and joining us this segment, yesterday, I should say, after practice, we'll catch up with Panthers defenseman Brandon Montour. And, well, let's dive right into that conversation.
Brandon, first, coming out of the All-Star break here, you always hear second half of the season, game feels different, game gets tighter maybe, you have teams coming in that are desperate at times. Does the game start to feel different when you come back out of the All-Star break?
Yeah, I mean, I think it gets a mix of teams are trying to ramp it up to the end, you know, it's playoff time, and obviously, you know, we experienced last year just teams fighting, you know, every point, every shift just to get, you know, that win. To get in. So, you know, what do we have left? 31 games left. And, you know, especially with a team that's in the inside of the playoffs, you know, and trying to, you know, get better and get ready for, you know, a good run. It's, you know, teams are fighting to get in. So it's each game, you know, playing us or playing any team that's, you know, above them, you know, it's going to be tough and that team's coming for you. So this is a time for us to clean things up that we need to be cleaned up and be ready to go come, you know, obviously April.
A couple things on what you just said there. First off, just from a broad scope, how different does it feel this year? You guys have positioned yourselves in a pretty good spot here. How much different does it feel this year compared to this time last year when you guys were fighting tooth and nail and every point really was, you know, it was a desperate situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just one of those, we're not chasing games, you know. I think it's, you saw a lot last year, especially early on, we were chasing a lot of games and we were trying to be desperate and, you know, trying to catch up and win games. And I feel like this year we put ourselves in obviously a good spot. And now it's just, I mean, we know our game and we know what, you know, it takes for us to be successful and win hockey games, and it's just a matter of kind of executing those and getting those, you know, skills better, so we're ready to go, you know, come, you know, when we need it.
Brandon Montour, kind enough to stop by and chat with us here this morning on Panthers Insider. And again, looking at the way things have gone here, you guys had that great run last year. What were some of the biggest lessons you took from that? And I know you've talked about a lot of the other guys in the room have talked about it. This season's been a lot of building and a lot of just getting the game trending in the right direction. So it's where you want it to be when game 83 comes along. How much did you guys learn last season about that? Build the process?
Yeah, obviously, I mean, it's grueling on the body, you know, that's first thing. So I mean, at this specific time, you know, you got to take care of it so it's ready to go. But you need everyone, you know, whether it's your first line, your fourth line, your first D, your, you know, your eighth D, you know, it's one of those things where you need every single person for, you know, 2.5 months, and it's long. There's going to be ups and downs, but about rallying together and playing the right way. And I think we did that last year, and obviously it showed. So I think our playoffs started at this time last year. So I think hopefully our mindset this is, you know, coming now is, yeah, we're in a good position, but you know, I think we know to amp it up, you know, and be ready for, like you said, game 83.
You guys are a top five defensive team in the National Hockey League, and you have been. When you guys are defending the way you want to, what are the biggest points of emphasis, and how important was it coming into this year to be one of the top defensive teams in the league?
Yeah, obviously, I mean, I think we've all said, you know, we skate really well, we're a fast team, but it makes it difficult. You know, obviously we're good in the offensive zone, but when we don't have the puck, our forwards are tracking back as quick as they can, and they're above their, you know, their opposing player, and it gives us the opportunity of staying on our players as quick as you can. The gap's huge, and I think that's a big thing of, you know, what we're trying to, you know, do here is be in their face as quick as we can. So you know, obviously we get the puck quicker and play some offense.
I want to ask you about a teammate of yours, Brandon. You obviously had a chance to see Oliver Ekman-Larsson quite a bit playing out west earlier in your career. Anything about his game that you've come to appreciate even more seeing him every single day, and how important has he been to this group his first season with the team?
Yeah, he's been good. You know, obviously he plays hard. You know, he played a lot of minutes, you know, early on. I mean, his whole career, you could say. So, you know, we're very fortunate to have him here. Obviously, he's got the offense, and you can see him, you know, shoot the puck, and he's been scoring some goals. And you know, he plays defensively just as hard as he, you know, plays offense. So it's nice to, you know, nice to have that depth and nice to have that player on our team, and especially off the ice. You know, he's a great guy off the ice too.
Yeah, outstanding guy. Brandon Montour here with us. A couple more before we let you get going. But later on today, Colorado coming in, third game of a 3-game homestand here. But no doubt a big test. You guys had a win against them not too long ago. But what makes them a challenging opponent here? They're going to be coming in hungry. And specifically, what makes Nathan MacKinnon unique and what makes him tough to defend against?
Yeah, I think you just see their personnel. I think last game in Colorado we were up 4-1, right? A team like that, you know, we coming in the second. We got off the gas a little bit, and they caught up, and it was a tight game after that. So you just got to play a full stick against them, play hard. Like I said, their personnel is obviously one of the best in the league, and for a guy like 29 there, McKinnon, obviously he's a big, strong player, uses his feet, obviously skates like the wind, and wants the puck at all times, and obviously you can see his talent offensively. So it's about getting in his face, maintaining obviously his speed as best you can. Obviously he's going to get some chances, the best players do, but it's about winning those as best you can and playing them hard.
Two more before we let you get going here, but the confidence of this group. It seemed like you guys really picked up a belief last season that every time you stepped on the ice, up a goal, down a goal, tie game, whatever the situation, you guys seem to have a belief that you can come out and win a hockey game. Has that only strengthened as this season's gone along? It seems like you guys are just playing with a lot of confidence every night.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the experience that we had last year, we know what this team can bring. We believe, obviously, each other on the ice, and it's showing. And it's just about, like I said, building our game from what we had last year and doing what we did well. And I think we know how we have to play to win games, whether it's one, like you said, down one, up one. We know how to play the right way and how to execute in those things. It's just about, getting those to the top level come, like I said, in a few months.
And last thing here for you, the electricity at Amerant Bank Arena we've seen, especially as this season's gone along, 17, 18, 19,000 people every single night. What's it meant to see that kind of support in the building?
Yeah, no, it's huge. It's obviously a record. We have a winning record at home, but there's a few that we let slip away, and we take that to heart, just because the advantages that we have playing at home and how loud it gets. And nowadays, when we come home, playing a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, those games are still pretty busy. So we know the belief around here on in us, and we just want to obviously execute and play the best we can in front of them.
Brandon, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Brandon Montour of the Panthers, kind enough to stop by, kind enough to take some time out for us here on the Panthers Insider Show. Always great to catch up with him. Brandon and his teammates getting set to take on the Colorado Avalanche tonight at 6 o'clock at Amerant Bank Arena. Vamos Gatos celebrate Latin and Hispanic heritage with the Panthers when they host their annual Vamos Gatos Night presented by Ford. That's going to be tonight when the Panthers take on the Avalanche at 6. However, before the game, pregame fiesta on the Publix Plaza starts at 3. Features salsa dancers, food trucks, cafecito, and more. Get your tickets now. FloridaPanthers.com is where to go. A couple of other notes here, folks. Panthers territory members, I know some of you are tuned in out there. You're ready to score for next season? Renew if you haven't yet. Save on concessions, retail, single game tickets. Renewal deadline is Thursday, February 15th. So coming up this coming Thursday, are you game? Renew today. FloridaPanthers.com/renewal. So again, folks, you want to make sure you get those tickets renewed. As far as what is coming up for the Panthers, the Panthers will hit the road a few games coming up here this weekend. We'll get to the upcoming road schedule here in just a moment. Panthers, though, coming into tonight's game, 5 points back of the Boston Bruins in the Atlantic Division standings. So the Panthers looking to put some pressure on Boston. I think they're going to have the opportunity to do that as this season rolls along. But the Panthers 5 points back of Boston for that top spot in the Atlantic. As far as the cushion the Panthers have right now over Toronto, the Panthers, they've played two more games than the Leafs, but they're 8 points up on Toronto in the Atlantic standing. So they built a little bit of a cushion between themselves and the third place Leafs. Still a long ways to go, though. Important to keep getting the points. But Panthers, they're trying to track down Boston. Colorado, they're trying to break a tie with Dallas atop the Central Division tonight. So a lot on the line for each of the two teams, not to mention the fact that Colorado, a cup champion in 2022, they're winless in their last three games. So not a situation they want to be in. As far as the upcoming week goes for the Panthers, SeatGeek, road ahead. SeatGeek, your ticket to great seats. Panthers have the Pittsburgh Penguins on the road coming up on Wednesday night, and then Thursday night the Panthers will be in Buffalo. Wednesday, by the way, is a 7:30 game. Thursday is a 7 o'clock game. Panthers wrap up the road trip Saturday afternoon, late afternoon, evening, however you determine 5 o'clock to fit in the general day parts. 5 o'clock on Saturday, a week from today, Panthers have the Tampa Bay Lightning. Next Panthers home game after tonight against Colorado is going to be on Tuesday the 20th against the Ottawa Senators, so you don't want to miss that one. Matthew Tkachuk and his brother Brady go head-to-head. Panthers and the Senators, always entertaining matchups between the two teams. So a quick look at what lies ahead for the Panthers there, folks. We're going to step aside. One more segment to go here on Panthers Insider this morning. Joining us next segment, well, it's a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast presented by Baptist Health. Dr. Eli Friedman, medical and sports cardiologist from Baptist Health South Florida, going to stop by. Coming up next segment, you don't want to miss it. We'll step aside. We'll come back. One more segment to go here on Panthers Insider right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back in here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagan's with you, getting you set not only for the Panthers and the Colorado Avalanche coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, 5:30 Panthers preview, by the way. You can join us on AM 790 WAXY if you're tuned in across Miami-Dade and Broward counties, Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, Real Radio 101.7 up in the Treasure Coast. If you're listening on the SiriusXM platform, channel 219 in your car, channel 932 on the SiriusXM app. You may not even know it if you're a SiriusXM subscriber and you have that SiriusXM app. If you're a subscriber, you can get the app. So once you get the app, you will always have our broadcast on channel 932. It's always going to be us. So that's one other way to take the guesswork out of it. The main way, though, go to the Panthers app, of course. Hit the radio button top right corner. If you don't have the Panthers app, you can get it, and it takes all the guesswork out of everything as far as finding the broadcast on a night-to-night basis. Hit that radio button top right corner on the Panthers app, and you will get us every single night. Let's get into a conversation now from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Joining us this week on Territory Talk, and when I say us, I mean me and my friend and yours, Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com. Dr. Eli Friedman, medical and sports cardiologist from Baptist Health South Florida, kind enough to stop by. Let's dive into the conversation.
Well, Dr. Friedman, first, thanks very much for being back here with us. Great to see you again. Great to talk to you again. Want to ask you, for all the folks out there who are tuned in, what's it like to be a cardiologist for hockey players? What are the things you do to evaluate the players, and why do we do this?
Yeah, Doug, thank you and Jameson for having me back. It's great to be back for round two. It really, you know, it's funny when you sit back and think about it, to be kind of one of 32 in terms of cardiologists to get to take care of professional hockey players. That's really a privilege. And especially with this organization, it's just first class all the way. So I've really enjoyed my time with them. And you know, our goal as cardiologists is to kind of be there at the outset when all the players come in at the beginning of the season, make sure their hearts are good to go, make sure they're healthy and safe, answer any questions they have. And then really, hopefully, I'm just seeing them as a fan the rest of the way, watching games in person and on TV, and that they never have to come hang out with us again during the season because everything's going so well. But certainly, if issues do arise, we're there to help. We support the overall medical team. And again, it's really just a privilege to be involved with this group and this organization.
And Dr. Friedman, you talk about the group. We had you on almost about a year ago. We didn't get to dive too much into the group you have here at the Panthers. Obviously, you work directly with people like head athletic trainer Dave DiNapoli every day with what you do here with the Panthers. Just what's it like to work with the hockey side of the medical team?
Yeah, so Dave will probably be upset that we've even mentioned his name so far, but I'll go ahead and say Dave DiNapoli is just a first-class, once again, person to work with. So is Brian Rydell, Tim Wittenauer, Mike Valsey. Like all of these guys who nobody ever hears about. Doug, I know you talk about Dave occasionally on the broadcast when he gets called upon, which I know he doesn't want to be called upon, just like I don't want to. But they are tremendous, and they make our job so easy. And what I think people don't understand is they're the first call. It's not to us as physicians, like, hey, somebody hurt their knee, or hey, somebody's feeling a little short of breath here. It's actually everything goes through Dave, through Brian, through Tim, and they are the ones responsible for keeping the guys on the ice, keeping them playing hard. And it is a grind, man. I mean, when you think about a hockey season, 82 games and what their bodies go through, then you go through a Stanley Cup run and the injuries that amount. And we saw that with our team over the course of the last year. what they do to keep them on the ice is just amazing and fantastic. And to sit back and be a part of that team and you know, observe the work that they do is really a privilege. So I hope that the folks listening understand the work and the time that they put in. And it's not a 9-to-5 job by any means. They're getting calls all hours of the day, all hours of night, even for the players' family members to help them out. So those guys are absolutely fantastic, and they deserve to have their names called here.
Yeah, I know. I always try to give them a shout out when they're called upon, when the situation warrants it. But yeah. Dr. Friedman, the NHL's involvement in the Smart Heart Sports Coalition, would you be able to shed some light on that? Tell us a little bit about it.
I definitely can. So this was something that was created because of Damar Hamlin's cardiac arrest on Monday Night Football a year ago. And this, again, kind of brings to light something that maybe wasn't talked about so much, but we really should be talking about it. And that's emergency preparedness. So how do we respond to emergencies on any field of play, even at home? And that's with high quality CPR and then using an AED, one of those red things or whatever color they may be you see in airports and grocery stores. So what happened after DeMar's cardiac arrest, obviously very visible and well publicized, was the NFL, along with every other professional organization in the world, got together, and certainly in America, and said, we want to create advocacy behind emergency action planning. And the NHL has been a prominent member of that. I've been fortunate to be a part of the task force on it as well. So we are working with advocacy on the state level, trying to get these resources into the hands of anybody who cares for athletes, so that when another Damar Hamlin situation happens, not if, but when, that we can respond with high quality CPR, grab that AED, put it on, shock the heart back into the regular rhythm and continue to save lives. Because no matter how good my cardiac screening is at the beginning of the season for any sport that we cover, these things are still going to happen. Cardiac arrest in sport is not going anywhere. And we're more likely to perform CPR and use an AED in our own home than we are in an ice hockey rink. So kudos to everyone involved with the Smart Heart Sports Coalition. Kudos to the NHL for being a part of it. And I know we've done some work locally with the Panthers, led on the youth side by Matt Jans and his advocacy for getting these things into the hands of stakeholders. And we need more of that, not less. And we need to be talking about it more.
And Dr. Friedman, you touched on it a lot there, but obviously when you look at all the things that kind of make up an athlete, all the things that have to go right, it might start with the heart. The heart might be the most important thing out of anything. And I'm not just saying that because we have a cardiologist on here. We're making some of the other doctors jealous. We got a lot of doctors on here, but the heart for us got to be number one. But can you talk a little bit about the work that your team does just in terms of supporting athletes?
Yeah, so really appreciate that. And I'll be sure to hand that over to all of our orthopedic sports colleagues that we're way more important than they are. So thanks for that opportunity for the plug. You know, we do a lot, and it is a team-based sport. Caring for athletes is it's not one individual. It's really a team. As we said, the athletic trainers, the sports performance people are at the center of that on the professional level. But it's not just the physicians. We have a large support staff that gets this done. And kudos to Baptist Health to recognizing how important the care of high-level elite athletes is to the community. Tonight, AmeriBank Arena is going to be rocking and rolling. People enjoy this. It's an important part of the community, and we want to make sure we do our part in taking care of those athletes who do it. So behind us in our sports cardiology program, there's a litany of people who get echocardiograms done, who do electrocardiograms, who get further testing when it's needed. That's true on the sports medicine side of the world too, that it really takes a team. And you see teamwork on the ice in front of you, but what's happening behind the scenes with the care and the medical care that's delivered to the athletes is really team-based also. And that's probably the most rewarding part of my job.
And Friedman, Dr. Friedman, if I could follow up real quick, I'm not a professional athlete. I'm not out there scoring big goals. I'm not making millions of dollars. You're laughing. I think it's pretty obvious I'm not a professional athlete. But as a regular guy, there's a lot of us regular guys out there. Just what can I do just each and every day to be a little bit healthier in terms of my heart health?
Just move your body with purpose. You know, the fallacy of exercise is that everybody thinks they need to be Alexander Barkov or Matthew Tkachuk or Sergei Bobrovsky, and that's the level of exercise that they need to attain. That's wonderful. But believe it or not, those guys are not tangibly healthy on the exercise they do than somebody who just does 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise per week. So that can be just going for a walk, 30 minutes, five times throughout the week. There's not tangible benefits in terms of health with being an elite hockey player. Yes, there may be some natural selection and God-given talent that makes them able to do those things, but cardiovascularly, they're not healthier. So I always say lower the bar just to get people to do this, because we know that like 50% of the population isn't meeting those guidelines of exercise, which is that 150 minutes of exercise per week, moderate intensity, or 75 high intensity. And again, don't think that we just have to do that right away. Just move your body with purpose, do it for a sustained amount of time, you'll be healthier, you'll be happier, you'll be a better member of your own family or your job, because we know exercise is the best medicine out there.
And Dr. Friedman, when you were on with us last time, probably a similar time last season, you talked about the impact that the team, that the Panthers had made on your family, on your sports cardiology team. What's it been like continuing to be around the team, to be around for the run last spring? Can you talk a little bit about how you've enjoyed being a part of it all?
Yeah, for my family, honestly, it's just been so rewarding. We traveled to a game in Tampa this year just to go see the boys play, and it was just remarkable. Obviously, a victory then, 2-0, so it was even sweeter that we got to be the lone Panther fans there. My kids, Shai and Ariel, absolutely go crazy for this. We're at the ice stand all the time. We're excited for War Memorial to open up because we'll be there. Interestingly, they get in trouble at school now every time the national anthem is sang because they scream red, and that's a true story because they were asked many times not to do that any longer. They know that they're big sports fans. So it's just had a huge impact on us. Like we said, we're coming to the game tonight. We're excited about that. And in our own sports cardiology group, we have huge hockey fans. I like to tell people, this may have been a big secret in South Florida before, but the secret's out. There's no more enjoyable event to go to. And again, the organization is just so first class that they make it accessible for everybody and anybody to come in and enjoy the game of hockey. And I think you're starting to see that throughout the country, right? Like, hockey is exploding. Look at the U.S. juniors just winning the world championships. Like, there's something special happening in this country and specifically in this location with hockey. And it's been really a privilege to be along for the ride.
And I got to ask, how much maybe bragging rights or cool points do you get as dad being able to tell the kids, like, you see that guy? Like, I work with him a little bit. I know him.
Believe it or not, my kids don't care that much about it. Their friends get excited about it a little bit because the Panthers, again, are really kind. And they show us on the Jumbotron, which is the cardiologist. I don't want to be there. Then they put me with the orthopedic surgery guys, which some people say is an upgrade. I say it's an insult. But hey, you know, we can fight that out with the IGNIC later. But again, just an ultimate privilege to be involved. And to say that I get to put the Florida Panthers emblem on the shirt is really great.
So big thanks for joining us on this week's edition of the Territory Talk podcast, the official Panthers podcast presented by Baptist Health. Dr. Eli Friedman, medical and sports cardiologist, Baptist Health, South Florida. Again, kind of enough to take some time out for us. Always an interesting conversation there. And well, before we wrap things up here on Panthers Insider, I want to get you caught up on all the other action going on across the National Hockey League on this busy Saturday. 13 games in total across the league today, and a heavy dose of afternoon action. It gets going with the Blues and the Sabres in Buffalo at 1 o'clock. Panthers will be out in Buffalo coming up later on in the week, but St. Louis at Buffalo, 1 o'clock Eastern. Also Vancouver at Detroit at 1 o'clock today. So a big test for the Red Wings. Red Wings trying to prove that they belong in a playoff spot. They've really taken a jump this season. Vancouver coming in as one of the top teams in the National Hockey League, and they've established themselves as a big-time cup contender. So a big matchup there at Little Caesars Arena coming up this afternoon. Dallas at Montreal, 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time. Also, Calgary paying a visit to the New York Islanders. The Islanders, a team that's trying to work its way back into the playoff picture in the Eastern Conference. Boston is going to be home against Washington. So that's coming up 3:30 today. So again, the Capitals with an opportunity to help the Panthers out a little bit. The Boston Bruins, of course, atop the Atlantic, 5 points ahead of the Panthers. Panthers trying to put some pressure on the Bruins. Pittsburgh at Winnipeg. That's going to be a 7 o'clock Eastern time start. Winnipeg slumped a little bit coming out of the All-Star break. The Penguins coming off a loss last night against the Minnesota Wild. New Jersey at Carolina, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Tampa Bay at Columbus, 7 o'clock Eastern as well. Tampa Bay trying to solidify a playoff spot for themselves. Toronto, third place in the Atlantic. They're visiting Ottawa, Battle of Ontario, coming up 7 o'clock Eastern time tonight. Seattle heading into Philadelphia for tonight at 7 o'clock. It's the Philadelphia Flyers, another team that's trying to solidify a playoff spot, much like Detroit, a team that's taken a big jump here this season. Arizona will visit Nashville, a Western Conference battle, and another Western Conference game, the lone 10 o'clock Eastern time start on the docket on this NHL Saturday. It's the Edmonton Oilers heading in to take on the LA Kings, two teams that well, over the last 6 to 8 weeks, couldn't be heading in two more different directions. Edmonton's been on an absolute tear, and the LA Kings have fallen on some difficult times over the course of the last month or so. Big matchup out in Southern California tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern. It's the Kings home against the Edmonton Oilers. And that's going to take us to the end of Panthers Insider. Big thanks, Brandon Montour, for stopping by. Big thanks, Dr. Friedman, for taking some time out for the Territory Talk podcast. Thanks to Dan Day on the other side of the glass for the great production work, as always. And big thanks to all of you for tuning in. I'm Doug Plagans, Panthers Avalanche, tonight, 6 o'clock at Amerant Bank Arena. We'll have it all covered for you right here on the radio network as well. This has been Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
The results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par with me, Maury Povich, wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back in here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you, getting you set not only for the Panthers and the Colorado Avalanche coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, 5:30 Panthers preview, by the way. You can join us on AM 790 WAXY if you're tuned in across Miami-Dade and Broward counties. Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, Real Radio 101.7 up in the Treasure Coast. If you're listening on the SiriusXM platform, channel 219 in your car, channel 932 on the SiriusXM app. You may not even know it if you're a SiriusXM subscriber and you have that SiriusXM app. If you're a subscriber, you can get the app. So once you get the app, you will always have our broadcast on channel 932. It's always going to be us. So that's one other way to take the guesswork out of it. The main way, though, go to the Panthers app, of course. Hit the radio button top right corner. If you don't have the Panthers app, you can get it, and it takes all the guesswork out of everything as far as finding the broadcast on a night-to-night basis. Hit that radio button top right corner on the Panthers app, and you will get us every single night. Let's get into a conversation now from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Joining us this week on Territory Talk, and when I say us, I mean me and my friend and yours, Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com. Dr. Eli Friedman, medical and sports cardiologist from Baptist Health South Florida, kind enough to stop by. Let's dive into the conversation.
Well, Dr. Friedman, first, thanks very much for being back here with us. Great to see you again. Great to talk to you again. Want to ask you, for all the folks out there who are tuned in, what's it like to be a cardiologist for hockey players? What are the things you do to evaluate the players, and why do we do this?
Yeah, Doug, thank you and Jameson for having me back. It's great to be back for round two. It really, you know, it's funny when you sit back and think about it, to be kind of one of 32 in terms of cardiologists to get to take care of professional hockey players. That's really a privilege. And especially with this organization, it's just first class all the way. So I've really enjoyed my time with them. And you know, our goal as cardiologists is to kind of be there at the outset when all the players come in at the beginning of the season, make sure their hearts are good to go, make sure they're healthy and safe, answer any questions they have. And then really, hopefully, I'm just seeing them as a fan the rest of the way, watching games in person and on TV, and that they never have to come hang out with us again during the season because everything's going so well. But certainly, if issues do arise, we're there to help. We support the overall medical team. And again, it's really just a privilege to be involved with this group and this organization.
And Dr. Friedman, you talk about the group. We had you on almost about a year ago. We didn't get to dive too much into the group you have here at the Panthers. Obviously, you work directly with people like head athletic trainer Dave DiNapoli every day with what you do here with the Panthers. Just what's it like to work with the hockey side of the medical team?
Yeah, so Dave will probably be upset that we've even mentioned his name so far, but I'll go ahead and say Dave DiNapoli is just a first-class, once again, person to work with. So is Brian Rydell, Tim Wittenauer, Mike Valsey. Like all of these guys who nobody ever hears about. Doug, I know you talk about Dave occasionally on the broadcast when he gets called upon, which I know he doesn't want to be called upon, just like I don't want to. But they are tremendous, and they make our job so easy. And what I think people don't understand is they're the first call. It's not to us as physicians, like, hey, somebody hurt their knee, or hey, somebody's feeling a little short of breath here. It's actually everything goes through Dave, through Brian, through Tim, and they are the ones responsible for keeping the guys on the ice, keeping them playing hard. And it is a grind, man. I mean, when you think about a hockey season, 82 games and what their bodies go through, then you go through a Stanley Cup run and the injuries that amount. And we saw that with our team over the course of the last year. what they do to keep them on the ice is just amazing and fantastic. And to sit back and be a part of that team and you know, observe the work that they do is really a privilege. So I hope that the folks listening understand the work and the time that they put in. And it's not a 9-to-5 job by any means. They're getting calls all hours of the day, all hours of night, even for the players' family members to help them out. So those guys are absolutely fantastic, and they deserve to have their names called here.
Yeah, I know. I always try to give them a shout out when they're called upon, when the situation warrants it. But yeah. Dr. Friedman, the NHL's involvement in the Smart Heart Sports Coalition, would you be able to shed some light on that? Tell us a little bit about it.
I definitely can. So this was something that was created because of Damar Hamlin's cardiac arrest on Monday Night Football a year ago. And this, again, kind of brings to light something that maybe wasn't talked about so much, but we really should be talking about it. And that's emergency preparedness. So how do we respond to emergencies on any field of play, even at home? And that's with high quality CPR and then using an AED, one of those red things or whatever color they may be you see in airports and grocery stores. So what happened after DeMar's cardiac arrest, obviously very visible and well publicized, was the NFL, along with every other professional organization in the world, got together, and certainly in America, and said, we want to create advocacy behind emergency action planning. And the NHL has been a prominent member of that. I've been fortunate to be a part of the task force on it as well. So we are working with advocacy on the state level, trying to get these resources into the hands of anybody who cares for athletes, so that when another Damar Hamlin situation happens, not if, but when, that we can respond with high-quality CPR, grab that AED, put it on, shock the heart back into the regular rhythm, and continue to save lives. Because no matter how good my cardiac screening is at the beginning of the season for any sport that we cover, these things are still going to happen. Cardiac arrest in sport is not going anywhere. And we're more likely to perform CPR and use an AED in our own home than we are in an ice hockey rink. So kudos to everyone involved with the Smart Heart Sports Coalition. Kudos to the NHL for being a part of it. And I know we've done some work locally with the Panthers, led on the youth side by Matt Jans and his advocacy for getting these things into the hands of stakeholders. And we need more of that, not less. And we need to be talking about it more.
And Dr. Friedman, you touched on it a lot there, but obviously when you look at all the things that kind of make up an athlete, all the things that have to go right, it might start with the heart. The heart might be the most important thing out of anything. And I'm not just saying that because we have a cardiologist on here. We're making some of the other doctors jealous. We get a lot of doctors on here, but the heart for us got to be number one. But can you talk a little bit about the work that your team does just in terms of supporting athletes?
Yeah, so really appreciate that, and I'll be sure to hand that over to all of our orthopedic sports colleagues that we're way more important than they are. So thanks for that opportunity for the plug. You know, we do a lot, and it is a team-based sport. Caring for athletes is it's not one individual. It's really a team. As we said, the athletic trainers, the sports performance people are at the center of that on the professional level. But it's not just the physicians. We have a large support staff that gets this done. And kudos to Baptist Health to recognizing how important the care of high-level elite athletes is to the community. Tonight, AmeriBank Arena is going to be rocking and rolling. People enjoy this. It's an important part of the community, and we want to make sure we do our part in taking care of those athletes who do it. So behind us in our sports cardiology program, there's a litany of people who get echocardiograms done, who do electrocardiograms, who get further testing when it's needed. That's true on the sports medicine side of the world, too. That it really takes a team. And you see teamwork on the ice in front of you, but what's happening behind the scenes with the care and the medical care that's delivered to the athletes is really team-based also. And that's probably the most rewarding part of my job.
And Friedman, Dr. Friedman, if I could follow up real quick, I'm not a professional athlete. I'm not out there scoring big goals. I'm not making millions of dollars. You're laughing. I think it's pretty obvious I'm not a professional athlete. But as a regular guy, there's a lot of us regular guys out there. Just what can I do just each and every day to be a little bit healthier in terms of my heart health?
Just move your body with purpose. You know, the fallacy of exercise is that everybody thinks they need to be Alexander Barkov or Matthew Tkachuk or Sergei Bobrovsky, and that's the level of exercise that they need to attain. That's wonderful. But believe it or not, those guys are not tangibly healthy on the exercise they do than somebody who just does 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise per week. So that can be just going for a walk, 30 minutes, five times throughout the week. There's not tangible benefits in terms of health with being an elite hockey player. Yes, there may be some natural selection and God-given talent that makes them able to do those things, but cardiovascularly, they're not healthier. So I always say lower the bar just to get people to do this, because we know that like 50% of the population isn't meeting those guidelines of exercise, which is that 150 minutes of exercise per week, moderate intensity, or 75 high intensity. And again, don't think that we just have to do that right away. Just move your body with purpose. Do it for a sustained amount of time. You'll be healthier. You'll be happier. You'll be a better member of your own family or your job, because we know exercise is the best medicine out there.
And Dr. Friedman, when you were on with us last time, probably a similar time last season, you talked about the impact that the team, that the Panthers had made on your family, on your sports cardiology team. What's it been like continuing to be around the team, to be around for the run last spring? Can you talk a little bit about how you've enjoyed being a part of it all?
Yeah, for my family, honestly, it's just been so rewarding. We traveled to a game in Tampa this year just to go see the boys play, and it was just remarkable. Obviously, a victory then, 2-0, so it was even sweeter that we got to be the lone Panther fans there. My kids, Shai and Ariel, absolutely go crazy for this. We're at the ice stand all the time. We're excited for War Memorial to open up because we'll be there. Interestingly, they get in trouble at school now every time the national anthem is sang because they scream red, and that's a true story because they were asked many times not to do that any longer. They know that they're big sports fans. So it's just had a huge impact on us. Like we said, we're coming to the game tonight. We're excited about that. And in our own sports cardiology group, we have huge hockey fans. I like to tell people, this may have been a big secret in South Florida before, but the secret's out. There's no more enjoyable event to go to. And again, the organization is just so first class that they make it accessible for everybody and anybody to come in and enjoy the game of hockey. And I think you're starting to see that throughout the country, right? Like, hockey is exploding. Look at the U.S. juniors just winning the world championships. Like, there's something special happening in this country and specifically in this location with hockey. And it's been really a privilege to be along for the ride.
And I got to ask, how much maybe bragging rights or cool points do you get as dad being able to tell the kids, like, you see that guy, like, I work with him a little bit. I know him.
Believe it or not, my kids don't care that much about it. Their friends get excited about it a little bit because the Panthers, again, are really kind. And they show us on the Jumbotron, which is the cardiologist. I don't want to be there. And then they put me with the orthopedic surgery guys, which some people say is an upgrade. I say it's an insult. But hey, you know, we can fight that out with the IGNIC later. But again, just an ultimate privilege to be involved. And to say that I get to put the Florida Panthers emblem on the shirt is really great.
So, big thanks for joining us on this week's edition of the Territory Talk podcast, the official Panthers podcast presented by Baptist Health. Dr. Eli Friedman, medical and sports cardiologist, Baptist Health, South Florida. Again, kind enough to take some time out for us. Always an interesting conversation there. And well, before we wrap things up here on Panthers Insider, I want to get you caught up on all the other action going on across the National Hockey League on this busy Saturday. 13 games in total across the league today, and a heavy dose of afternoon action. It gets going with the Blues and the Sabres in Buffalo at 1 o'clock. Panthers will be out in Buffalo coming up later on in the week, but St. Louis at Buffalo, 1 o'clock Eastern. Also Vancouver at Detroit at 1 o'clock today. So a big test for the Red Wings. Red Wings trying to prove that they belong in a playoff spot. They've really taken a jump this season. Vancouver coming in as one of the top teams in the National Hockey League, and they've established themselves as a big-time cup contender. So a big matchup there at Little Caesars Arena coming up this afternoon. Dallas at Montreal, 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time. Also, Calgary paying a visit to the New York Islanders. The Islanders, a team that's trying to work its way back into the playoff picture in the Eastern Conference. Boston is going to be home against Washington. So that's coming up 3:30 today. So again, the Capitals with an opportunity to help the Panthers out a little bit. The Boston Bruins, of course, atop the Atlantic, 5 points ahead of the Panthers. Panthers trying to put some pressure on the Bruins. Pittsburgh at Winnipeg. That's going to be a 7 o'clock Eastern time start. Winnipeg slumped a little bit coming out of the All-Star break. The Penguins coming off a loss last night against the Minnesota Wild. New Jersey at Carolina, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Tampa Bay at Columbus, 7 o'clock Eastern as well. Tampa Bay trying to solidify a playoff spot for themselves. Toronto, third place in the Atlantic. They're visiting Ottawa, Battle of Ontario, coming up 7 o'clock Eastern time tonight. Seattle heading into Philadelphia for tonight at 7 o'clock. It's the Philadelphia Flyers, another team that's trying to solidify a playoff spot, much like Detroit, a team that's taken a big jump here this season. Arizona will visit Nashville, a Western Conference battle, and another Western Conference game, the lone 10 o'clock Eastern time start on the docket on this NHL Saturday. It's the Edmonton Oilers heading in to take on the LA Kings. Two teams that, well, over the last 6 to 8 weeks couldn't be heading in two more different directions. Edmonton's been on an absolute tear, and the LA Kings have fallen on some difficult times over the course of the last month or so. Big matchup out in Southern California tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern. It's the Kings home against the Edmonton Oilers. And that's going to take us to the end of Panthers Insider. Big thanks, Brandon Montour, for stopping by. Big thanks, Dr. Friedman, for taking some time out for the Territory Talk podcast. Thanks to Dan Day on the other side of the glass for the great production work, as always. And big thanks to all of you for tuning in. I'm Doug Plagans, Panthers Avalanche, tonight, 6 o'clock at Amerant Bank Arena. We'll have it all covered for you right here on the radio network as well. This has been Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.